floor of the mouth type of tumor or tumor on the tongue. Mm. How would what happens to this patient? What's the steps that are taken? How does the team work together to ensure a good outcome for this patient?
Yeah, I think, I mean, primarily the most important thing is the initial diagnosis. And initial diagnosis is usually made by a physician or in the mouth, probably more likely by your local dentist. And I think that the dentist, the hygienist, should be very cognizant of anything that's really unusual in the oral cavity. And probably that's why people should see their dentist as much as anything else, because they will be able to identify unusual lesions, like a white lesion that doesn't get better, or white and red. Doesn't necessarily have to be painful even. Once the diagnosis is made, once the lesion is being identified, usually they're referred to a member at the cancer center, either an oral maxillofacial surgeon, a head and neck surgeon, or possibly a radiation oncologist. A biopsy will be done, and the diagnosis will be confirmed by the biopsy. Usually, scanning procedures are done to see the extent of the lesion if the biopsy is positive. The head and neck surgeon, the radiation oncologist, and the reconstructive team, the maxillofacial prosthodontist, the oral surgeon, the plastic surgeon, will get together to plan the case and in terms of what tissue should be removed, what tissue should be saved, what kind of reconstructive procedures are done. Very often the reconstructive procedures are done in conjunction with the ablative surgery, so that the surgeon will remove the area, like a floor of mouth lesion, or remove the mandible that's affected, and possibly do a graft with a microvascular surgeon who will do a fibular graft to close the space. On an interim basis, the radiation oncologist and the head and neck team will decide if the patient needs radiation treatment also. So there may be post-operative radiation also. In that case, the dental team gets involved, and this is very important in the sense that a great deal of the morbidity involved in oral cancers is related to the lack of adequate dental preparation. In other words, if teeth are in the area that are abscessed or periodontally involved, and if this area is radiated, then the potential for osteoradionecrosis is increased. So a dentist should also look at the mouth, advise any extractions that should be done prior to the surgery or in conjunction with it, and the radiation procedures done. After that, basically the type of reconstruction from a functional point of view is usually an implant prosthesis or a hemidenture in the mandible. In the upper jaw, we'll make what's called an obturator. And the whole idea of the obturator is that basically if a patient's had his maxilla removed, for example, the head and neck surgeon will screw in the device to hold the flap that he's placed, but also to close the defect. What this does really for the patient is allows a patient to swallow and speak almost immediately, and certainly increases the prognosis that the patient can be functionally reconstructed later, but also basically reduces the amount of time the patient has to spend in the hospital, because they can usually feed themselves at this point. And then later on, the more sophisticated reconstructions are done once the radiation's finished, once the patient's healed for 3 to 4 months.
So what is the overall time frame for start to finish with the team approach? How long can a person expect to go through these steps until until the end point?
It depends on the nature of the lesion and the amount of tissue removed, but it can be anywhere from 3 months to a year or more, depending on the size of the defect, whether the patient has radiation treatment, because that really affects the tissues that are present as to what you can do right after. So if you were contemplating placing implants in a site to reconstruct it, if the patient's had implant, has had radiation, they would have to have hyperbaric oxygen treatment prior to the placement of the fixtures, and then afterwards also, and then the prosthetics gets made. So it could be anywhere from 3 months. But generally, you want to place an interim prosthesis almost immediately, just so that the tissue doesn't collapse and that you maintain some functional opening and things like that.
I guess my next question is, when the initial surgery is done to remove the tumor, does the healthcare system cover all the reconstructive efforts that go on?
Well, I think basically they'll obviously they cover the, you know, the surgery and the radiation treatment and OHIPS. I mean, this is you know, does a good job there, I guess. But as far as the actual reconstruction goes, the patient really has very limited options. Once the patient is missing his or her maxilla or mandible, and they want to be reconstructed in a more sophisticated way, like with dental implants or craniofacial implants, then the system basically is not there for them. We have provincially in Ontario a system in place of a government system outside of OHIP, which is called the Assistive Devices Program, and it covers all sorts of devices, I guess, from hearing aids to intraoral devices. This program is very deficient in what is available for the patient. So many of the patient, or most of the patients, end up having to pay out of their own pocket for a huge amount of the expenses. And certainly, if you mention the word dental implants to the assistive devices, or we call it ADP, then basically they don't even want you to do a regular prosthesis. They won't cover anything. So it's not very good here.
So what you're saying is that you get rid of the tumor, but then the end result, the person is essentially on their own afterwards.
Exactly. They basically have a defect they have to deal with.
Doesn't make much sense.
No, it doesn't. And in Ontario, actually, we're a little bit behind, to say the least, if you look at other provinces, specifically Alberta or Texas, where I trained.
What does Alberta do?
Well, Alberta has a great program. It's called COMPRU, C-O-M-P-R-U. And it was set up by the provincial government many years ago. And they dedicate a certain amount of money, millions of dollars every year, to this reconstruction.